The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and this is the prophetic voice of our time. Thank you for all of you who sowed seeds to this ministry. We are and we will continue to expand our outreaches, and I also want to thank you because I know that many of you are praying for me and the team. Praise God. Have you registered yet for our December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints? You need to do it now. I have so much to share to you. Go to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. Again, it is sogmi.org, and it is going to be a formal sit-down dinner. We're going to do praise and worship, and of course, I'm going to release prophecies to the church, the nations, and to you. And I have so much to share with you and what God is doing. Okay, so register, go to our website, sogmi.org. It will cost you $60 per person. That will pay for the venue and your dinner. Okay, and here is a prophetic instruction for you, for the body of Christ. Okay, thus saith the Lord, finish any pending items you're supposed to finish and do or perform in 2017. Believe me for them, saith the Lord. Trust me and take action accordingly. Make a room for what God is planning for you in 2018 and beyond. You will not regret it. A lot of exciting, awesome things. And any challenges you're facing right now, pains or afflictions, these are temporary. You are passing through to the land of challenges. Keep on moving forward. This is a great year the Lord has blessed us with. This is a Christmas season. We, in the body of Christ, if we believe and obey, we always dictate the outcome every time. Yes, we will continue to face challenges ahead, but whatever challenge we conquer, we own that testimony. We own that victory. We have become overcomers in Christ Jesus. And it will cause us to be a better person, and at the same time, we will be able to help others. And even with our mistakes, we learn from them. Just don't allow yourself to get stuck in difficult situations, but look at these challenges as opportunities to glorify God, to better yourself. Yes, even on the situations you cause yourselves, okay? Call on God. Repent. Kick the devil right back. Be audacious. Don't wallow in guilt, condemnation, or sadness. Jesus is still in love with you, and nothing can separate you from that love, from His love. We are receiving from the Holy Spirit revelations, and we continue to gain a deeper understanding in the workings of God, God's ways of doing things. It is a great time to be alive. Let our doctrine be Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and let us focus on that truth and throw away our man-made doctrines that do not produce supernatural results and embrace the new, miraculous, supernatural season in Christ. Our doctrine is Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and let us spread the love of God. We will have the same power. If we'll do that, if we focus on God, yes, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead will manifest in our own lives. Okay? In everything that we do. That is a courtesy from the Holy Spirit, our source of power through and in Christ Jesus. You know, we are in a season that is just so exciting, and I am very, very grateful. Christmas celebration growing up in the Philippines is the most exciting holiday we celebrate in the Philippines. And me and Mike made sure that our children grow up, that Christmas is one holiday or holiday to look forward to in celebrating. Filipinos celebrate Christmas starting in the month of September all the way to January. If you go there September, Christmas lights and Christmas ornaments are already on display, big time. I like that. They celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ for 5 months. For those of you who are saying that Jesus was not really born in December, who cares? If some people celebrate Christmas in April, or during summer, or fall, or winter, I will celebrate with them. I don't care if Christmas is commercialized. All I care is Christ Day. The birth of our Savior is celebrated, and that is all what matters to me. I would like the retailers, the stores, the companies, depending on Christmas sale, to make profit. I like them to bless Christmas. The important thing was Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He is the greatest gift that God gave us. And he humbled himself because of his love towards you and me to live like a man born of a woman to lead the way to reconciliation with God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. We can celebrate Christmas every day if you like, as long as you don't forget my Christmas presents. And that is with an S. I have so much things to thank God for. It's amazing. There are so many things to even mention here on the radio. I am thankful for our country. I thank God for our country. It is turning around towards righteousness. Yes, I know I have prophesied in the summer and in September that things will be revealed. We need to continue to thank God and praise God that things will continue to reveal, and it will continue to throughout the rest of the year. Because of the anointing that is coming upon the body of Christ, the yokes are getting destroyed and they are manifesting for us to be able to address them and at the same time address the issues of our heart. It is important. Judgment from God is good for the body of Christ, those that are righteous, and bad for the wicked, so that they will repent and get saved. So it is important for us to understand that. But I am so excited for the rest of this year and what God will be saying to the body of Christ for the year 2018 and beyond. So don't forget to register, okay? No, I am not taking personal counsel to counsel or personal ministry because you're so busy. Okay, those who are hungry, those who are desperate to hear the word of God and to be a part of the fellowship of the gathering of the saints on December 31st, they are the one that the Holy Spirit is going to really bless, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Okay, so there is no special treatment in the body of Christ. The ones that will get special treatment are the ones who took the effort, paid the money, got in line, and waited, okay? And now, for this season in 2017, for the first time in many years, Christmas is front and center in this country, from the White House all the way down to our own homes. The nativity scenes are restored in the White House. Praise you, Lord. Why? Because you and I pressed forward, and we continue to celebrate this season, being Jesus front and center of our celebration. You know, one of the memories that changed my life and Divina's is one Christmas season in the Philippines. There was a massive flooding in the Philippines that devastated the entire region. Thousands, even hundreds and thousands of people died. And sickness and disease just, I never seen so many sickness and disease in my life. And many lost their homes. Upon the direction of the Lord, we rallied our brothers and sisters in the Philippines, and they sowed the seeds. They became a partner with this endeavor, and also our partners and members here at Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church sowed one of the greatest seed and one of the greatest relief effort we have ever sowed in this ministry. We ordered groceries and milk and even simple as toiletries, and I think they lost everything. We were able to distribute 1,200 plus grocery bags and food that will last each family a week. And we were able to send out or hand out Christmas goodies to more than 3,000 children. Mike, Divina, Nancy, and Maria Elena, we went to the clearance store in Arlington, Texas, and we bought nice clothes, brand new. And thank God, because since it was winter time, all of the summer clothes were on clearance. We filled my van with goodies and clothes, and we shipped them. I think we shipped about 6 big boxes ahead of us, and me and Divina brought about 4 big boxes more. My youngest daughter, Erica, and Divina's youngest daughter, Alexa, had so many nice clothes that they have outgrown. You know, those church clothes, those fancy girly clothes. So we took them to the cleaners and took them with us. We went in a very remote place that got isolated for about 2 weeks because of flooding. Miraculously, majority of the houses remained intact, but their toilet seats all got washed away except for one house, one particular house that is next to the church building. That is for me and Divina. The Holy Spirit prompted them before we went there. The Holy Spirit prompted them to fix the toilet, the bathroom first and foremost. See, the Holy Spirit prepared for everything. And if you're sitting on the commode, you look at the ceiling, you still can see the watermark on the ceiling. Two businessmen offered us to the use of their trucks for this relief effort. And two nurses traveled with us to render first aid, and we bought medicine, and I was assured that those medicine will be more than enough for our 3-day relief effort. Those medicines got all used up on our first day, and we brought some Bibles. Those are the first one to go. People were fighting for the Bibles because their Bibles got washed away, including the pastors. So Divina and I ran out of money, but that's another story. In the meantime, we distributed tickets to households, and we asked them how many children and how old, so that we'll know how to package the goods so that no one will be turned away. And in this church building, we have hundreds and hundreds of children waiting for their goodies and for their goodie bags. They're holding their tickets. They were so patient. When we got there, they're already lined up. So we have to accommodate enough to fill the church, minister to them, lay hands on them, and give them their gifts. And I think, I don't know how many times we pray for the children and then we bring a few more hundreds, but it was awesome. And before we gave each children their goodie bags, we explained to them the true meaning of Christmas. And they got to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. They sang with all their hearts, and many got healed. And they also received clothes. I never forget about this girl. She's about 8 or 10, and she was lame. can't walk. I took out one of the prettiest dress, I think that it came from Alexa, and dangled the dress in front of her. And I told her, if you're going to walk, because Jesus wants you to walk, then this dress is yours. And she looked at that dress, she smiled, and she did. She walked. Not only she walked again, but she got the prettiest dress, and we added another one for her. God is good. 3,000 plus heard that Jesus loves them and that they're all special in his sight and that he knows their name. This is what Christmas is all about. And, you know, our children, they receive their presents too. They enjoyed it. I got my presents too. God never forget us. But we gave glory to God. And one time, Mike and I took our children and other children from the ministry in the Philippines. And we gave out Christmas presents on the kids. And our children here, our children here, a team from the USA, got to minister to more than thousands of children in that trip. And they never forget, there was this one boy, about 10 years old, when he came and went to the prayer line. And when asked, he asked for a specific prayer. He said he doesn't want to die, he wants to live. I heard him. I was on the other line and I heard him. His request is not the goodies, but he doesn't want to die, but he wants to live. The Holy Spirit immediately showed me that he had an enlarged heart. He was having a hard time in walking. So after the children prayed for him, I prayed for him and I prophesied for a new heart and gave him his goodie bag and a shirt. Once we finished praying for everybody, I was looking for him. Well, we saw this same boy who can't hardly walk on top of a tree playing with other children. So he got healed. The Lord replaced his heart. He is now a teenager. You know, having this kind, for our children, having this kind of experience and witnessing other children's, their needs and their challenges. My own three children were so thankful and grateful to God for what they got and how blessed they are. My middle son, James, who was about 7 or 8 at that time, came to me and said, Mom, I'm not going to complain anymore if I don't get the game or the toy that I want. And said, I look at them and I said, like, I am grateful to God. Isn't that amazing? So when we arrived here on Christmas Day and all the stores or the grocery stores are closed and we didn't have any food to eat, and Mike had to go to a pharmacy who are open 24/7 anyway. And he bought anything that is digestible. We had a most wonderful time. And the kids never complained because of the blessing and the opportunities and their eye-opening experience they got in the Philippines with those children. It was one of the best Christmas that I can remember because our children are now more grateful than ever. And it is true. It is through giving that you will realize how blessed you are. You know what? Those children that we ministered, many of them are now teenagers. Some of them are adults and they're still serving God. Jesus is so right when he says, that he is always right anyway, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. By the time that this program is aired, Joshua and I, we are either finishing up the last conference or training in the Philippines, or we are heading back home from our mission trip to the Philippines. We will share with you some of the highlights, but we have to wait for that. And you have to come to the prophetic gathering of the saints, because as soon as we land, as soon as we arrived, me and Joshua will isolate ourselves again to prepare for the prophetic gathering of the saints with Mike and the ministry team. It is an amazing year. It is an exciting year. And it may be challenging, but you look behind you. You realize that you are a survivor, you are victorious, and you didn't die from anything, because God will always see you through, and me also. But anyway, I want to remind you about the prophetic instruction for the remainder of this year. Finish your work. Do not let things undone. Address any pending items. Make things right with your loved ones. Express how much you appreciate one another. Sow your seed for the end of this year, for this season. Greater things are yet to come. As much as you can receive, as much as you can handle, as much as you can believe, God, for it is yours. It takes trust and obedience and always focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. What a way to live. You know what? In spite of all the struggles, I'll share you some of them even this year, and how much I struggle just to go to the Philippines, physically and everything else. But you know what? I will never trade my life for anyone and anything here on earth, in spite of the many challenges with Jesus, because I'm an overcomer. I'm still here. I am a fighter. I am determined to finish my race. So I continue, and I thank God for the year 2017, and you need to do that too. And there is another revelation and a prophecy for you. I discussed the appointed time, and I will revisit that again in 2018. Is this? It is important. This is for you too. The appointed time for the body of Christ to rule and reign with Christ here on earth has come. Embrace the changes. The Holy Spirit will take us higher and deeper. Revelation 1:6 and Revelation 5:10 say that God created us to be kings and priests to rule and reign with Him here on earth. We will make His enemy His footstool. Keep reminding yourself that, okay? Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. It is a great season, because Jesus is the reason for the season. Right? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Again, I want to give you the opportunity to register for the prophetic gathering of the saints. I forgot to ask Deb and Davina what is our cutoff date. But don't forget to register. Go to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. You will pay $60 for the registration fee per person, and the attire is formal. Okay? And I think it was posted in the website, whether you want salmon, you want chicken or steak, you can indicate that. And what a way to celebrate the new year. That is knowing what God is saying to the church. It is, after all, this is the prophetic voice. It is one of the many voices that God has chosen to raise up for such a time as this. And we need to recognize them by their fruits. Amen? And the fruit is supernatural things result. And if you obey your personal instruction, things will manifest. And Jesus Christ gets the glory. You'll benefit, and God's people will benefit also. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-810. Our morning service is at 10:30 and evening service at 7, except on December 31st, we'll be holding the Sunday service during the prophetic gathering of the saints at the Hilton Garden Inn. Okay? So Don't forget, SOGMI.org. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.